Live from the ESPN FM 101.5 and 1480 AM studios, this is the Greggeth and Hooks Show. Call the show 402-466-3776. Your teams, your town, your show. Here are your hosts, Nick Greggeth and Bill Hooks.
Welcome back into Greggeth and Hooks on Lincoln Sports Authority, ESPN FM 101.5, 1480. Bill Hooks, Nick Greggeth, Mr. Willie J, about to give us what's trending at 10. You can call in 402-466-3776, 466-ESPN if you want to get in the show. A lot of Husker football to talk about. Maybe we'll get into some Major League Baseball as well. Some talk. I thought it was kind of interesting. You know, we're entering now year three of Judge with the Yankees, and there's a lot of expectations for him to take that next step and really become the, you know, young superstar that he is, but really take that next step as the leader of the team and the different things going on in New York. A lot of expectations up there, so maybe we'll touch on that a little bit and some of the other teams. I think it's a big season for the Cubs, for them to figure out what they want to do in their future.
Yeah, and they haven't made their commitment yet to Chris Bryant long term. A lot of stuff going in Chicago.
But first, let's get to what's trending at 10.
Good to have you with us again.
You're tuned in to another episode of What's Trending. It started with a
whisper. I'm sorry. What the heck are you talking about?
Time for Now Trending.
How do you trend?
What you talking about, Will?
The bloody hell are you two talking about?
So it was announced yesterday that the Big Ten Commissioner Jim Delaney is going to step down this summer after his contract expires. So what does this mean, guys? Is the hire going to be tough? I mean, are they going to hire someone to try and make some big changes? I mean, what do you guys want to see? Is this even like something to talk about?
I think it's a big-time job. It's a big-time job in the Big Ten, one of the big Power Five. So I think they'll take their time. It'll take somebody with a lot of experience to come in and take that job.
Yeah, it's important because the Big Ten under Delaney has become a powerhouse with what they do on TV.
Yep.
And you have to also think, and maybe he'll try to do this before it gets done, but there's been a lot of rumors about what the next step is for the Big Ten. You know, there's been talk of Texas and Oklahoma potentially joining. There's been talk of Kansas potentially joining the Big Ten. There's been talk of, you know, obviously everybody always talks about Notre Dame. Mm-hmm. I don't think Notre Dame will ever be in the Big Ten, but there's been talk about that. It's what's the next step? Who's the right person to lead them in that direction? And do they kind of line up with what he's been building around here? That's the real question, I think, when you talk about Delaney and with him leaving.
Yep.
Who's the next person to step in and to be able to do that? Because it's important, man, especially with the money that these universities are starting to spend now, guys. You look at the head coaches. We're about to watch Nebraska potentially, you know, get into the top 15 for a head coach in basketball. You're already top 10 in coaching football.
Yep.
That's where it starts to come into play is can they keep driving this thing and making the Big Ten Network a powerhouse? And don't forget some of the problems around the Big Ten Network with Comcast and different places, whether they wanted to keep, you know, bringing in the Big Ten Network, that kind of stuff. When you've been fighting by getting Rutgers and some of these other schools up there, that's a market you want to be able to keep. That's why it is a big deal for who the next person is.
Yep, absolutely.
I hear you. So Brett Favre and John Elway are the two quarterbacks that have been sacked the most in NFL history. John Elway's been sacked 516 times. Brett Favre's been sacked 525 times. So if I were to ask you guys, who do you think the current quarterback is in the NFL that could actually break those records, who would you say?
Ooh.
Most times sacked? I would say either Eli Manning or Phillip Rivers.
I was going to go with Eli Manning. I think he gets
Eli's
crushed
on the wrong end of all of these things because he's been playing for so long.
So Ben Roethlisberger has been sacked 501 times.
Oh, my God.
Mr. Mobile.
He averages he's sacked about on an average of 33.4 times a game. So if he or per season. And so if he does that, he will be the most sacked quarterback of all time.
Oh, my God. That's outstanding.
He's got a lot of chances this year to get sacked a lot with no weapons.
So there's this guy.
Think about that.
That's true.
There's this guy in South Carolina that won the lottery. He won $878 million. Turns out
that's after taxes, right? I think it was $1.5 billion.
That's right. That's after taxes.
Wait, what now?
This guy won the lottery. $1.5 billion.
Oh, when that big
post taxes was over 800 and something million.
878.
Oh, wow. It's Bill Hook's money.
It turns out that when he went and bought that ticket, he let somebody in front of him in the line. And he ended up winning.
Wow.
So,
wow.
I guess karma is a real thing. Good karma.
Randomly generated numbers, I would assume, then, too.
Yeah, I guess.
I would guess.
He's also in a state, by the way, I was watching this morning, that it will be anonymous. He does not have to
South Carolina, you can stay anonymous.
You can remain anonymous.
I would make sure no one, and if they did make me, I think Nebraska, you have to say who you are. If that's the case, my happy rear end would be gone.
He gone.
Poof. Gone. Vanished.
Right.
It would be a cloud of smoke.
Off the face.
Maybe buy a house.
There would be about a select 10 people who would know where I went.
I think I'd leave it all behind and just start everything all over.
Yeah, just give it. I would give it all to Willie J.
Go over there.
I would just give you whatever I have right now. You would be yours, and I'd just start over.
Yeah. That's nice.
I would just leave it to you. You guys would be like, I don't know where Nick went. Willie J is now living in his house.
Like, don't worry about
it. I'll pay the bills still. Don't worry. You live there.
All right. I like it.
Yeah.
So Tiger Woods announced yesterday that he is backing out of Arnold Palmer's tournament at Bay Hill due to a neck strain. Are you guys concerned, scared that...
Come on, Hooks.
Not worried.
Falling apart.
Not worried. One bit's a neck, man. A lot of his issues have been back, so let's remember, it's all been back.
Does he need to go to that massage parlor in Jupiter?
Yep,
get a little neck rub?
Yeah, possibly.
Yeah.
A little tension.
Work that kink out?
Yep. Not worried, it's just a neck thing. He'll be back, I bet, after this week.
Just trying to get healthy for the Masters.
Yep, I think he'll be at the Players. At the end of the day, when you watch Tiger's career, that's the Super Bowl for him, is being at the Masters and competing at the Masters.
Right.
He's won the Arnold Palmer 8 times, I believe. 8 times. So this could have been 9. He had great success there. Too bad.
Damn. Yep. He's won it too many times anyways. That's all I got. Not much going on.
It is actually a really slow national news day.
I had one. I took this yesterday. I know, Nick, you have been talking a lot about NBA players and being a bunch of babies lately, right? Did you see Kyrie's comment on the media attention?
No, go ahead, say it.
Here it is. I really didn't come into this game to have cameras in my face, be famous, be a celebrity. I wanted those things when I was younger, but now I just want to play basketball at a high level.
Didn't he just make a movie last year?
And 3 others.
Does that count as being younger?
No.
Like a year ago? Is that what...
He's done. He didn't come in the league to do this.
He's being such a baby.
Cameras in his face. Get him out of my face.
Yeah, he is being such a big baby. Like, yeah. I don't know, man. The Knicks need some players. It's funny that it's going to end up being Kyrie.
Yeah.
And
Durant, the camera work. There. It's going to be going
They're
on
They're
going to
be such babies over this thing, too. It'll be awesome. I'm excited to watch that train wreck.
Pro wrestling news. King Kong Bundy has died at age 61.
Really?
You remember watching King Kong Bundy?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, man. He was awesome. But he passed away.
That's too bad. Him and Dylan.
Yep, Dylan. You know who Dylan is? You didn't see that show.
He would know Dylan. It maybe as the dad from that TV show.
Oh, 90210.
There you go, Dylan.
Yeah, I watched the first like 6 episodes of that.
Well, on rerun, right?
Yeah, rerun. Yep.
That was a great show. I watched a lot of it.
Everybody did, it seemed like.
Also, it's Fat Tuesday, by the way. What do you do for Fat Tuesday? Do you go out? You do things?
Yeah,
Fat Tuesday, buddy.
Be the first Tuesday, I don't have anything planned in a long time. I usually like doing the Mardi Gras thing. Yeah,
not doing anything. I don't know.
Have any
we
plans.
Haven't decided. Either.
I don't know.
We talked about it.
Yeah, I'm always up. I mean, if you call me and tell me you'll be somewhere and you show up, I'll be there.
Taco Tuesday, Fat Tuesday, all the good stuff.
It is Taco Tuesday.
It's all in one.
Oh, man.
It is.
I do love me some Taco
Tuesday.
It is
everything you desire today. Fat Tuesday and Taco Tuesday.
I'm a big fan of holidays, like all of them.
Yeah.
Because to me it's like that's the whole point of life. Like I'm going to celebrate Fat Tuesday. I'm going to celebrate, you know, St. Paddy's Day every year. Love St. Paddy's Day. Love going out for that thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like blowing stuff up on the 4th of July, but I love that holiday because it's a reason to get out and hang out with friends and have an adult beverage.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I celebrate all of them. I am in.
Fat Tuesday is awesome.
I know. Yeah, if you go
and
somewhere.
And Taco Tuesday, I'll let you know.
We haven't talked about it. I got, me and the kids could come meet you somewhere.
Got a lot going on. Fat Tuesday, Taco Tuesday, Carter Husker basketball. Tacos.
Oh, are you in on that or what?
6 o'clock tonight.
That's what we're talking about next.
That's exciting. I was trying to heighten the mood up, not...
No, I'm really fired up for this game. Nebraska's got a shot to... I don't know.
I like to know who all is watching it tonight. Like, who is really going to sit down?
I'm going to.
In front of it and watch without doing something else.
Well, everybody's going to be watching. That's what we do.
Not like the folks they've been watching. Like, this is I would say earlier in the year.
This is going to be brutal tonight.
Earlier in the year, I would sit down and, like, be like, it was quiet time. It was watch the. We didn't get up. Commercials, maybe, but. Over the time, it's been, if I've been at home watching it.
It's
I've
a
been,
6 o'clock game. I feel like I should bring the kids over and we should watch it at your house.
Over time, maybe. I mean, I didn't know where we're going. I had to talk to my wife what we do every day.
It's Tuesday. She's going to a movie.
I don't know if she is tonight.
What?
It changes during one of her friends' husband's a CPA, so it's his time where he's gone. They have 4 kids.
Oh.
So it's changed a little bit. So.
All right. But, well, let's take a break and let's talk about that riveting Nebraska-Michigan State game. And, well, Bill's going to tell you how Nebraska wins this game. Back after this.